This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Got a friend named Tim Knight, and Tim knows everybody, and Tim turns me on to people. And Tim has been doing some grassroots work in a few places, and I think now he's beginning to look at Oregon, which we know what's going on in Oregon. Measure 114 has been passed, and right now they are in a gun-buying frenzy in Oregon because it might get to a point to where nobody's able to buy any guns because they don't have anything in place to actually implement this new measure. Joining me from Oregon is a young fellow named Derek LeBlanc, who's going to tell us about Measure 114. First of all, thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
Well, thanks, Bill, for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yes, sir. Tell me about Measure 114. That's passed. It wasn't exactly a resounding mandate.
Well, it's a big mess, and what it does is it creates so many different loopholes and adversity for us as law-abiding citizens to be able to exercise a constitutionally protected right. So what we have to have a permit to purchase. The problem is this thing's already going into effect next week without them having the process to actually perform the background checks for us to get this permit to purchase, for us to buy a gun at an FFL. So what this does is every gun sale in the state of Oregon is going to come to a complete halt next week unless we get an injunction tomorrow. There is a court hearing. It's the first preliminary hearing tomorrow, and we're looking for an injunction. We're hoping that we'll get that. Also on top of that is it also criminalizes my magazine capacity. And so any magazine that holds over 10 rounds is going to be considered a Class A misdemeanor outside of my home unless I have an affirmative defense. And so what that means is I'm going to have to prove that I had this magazine in my possession before this law went to effect on December 8th. And so I'm going to have to prove that in a court of law. So obviously I'm self-incriminating myself there because obviously I have to give evidence to the jury that I had possession of this, you know, standard capacity magazine.
Well, I know the Second Amendment Foundation has got to be up there. I mean, that's just across the border for them. How many different legal injunctions is the injunction going to be about every part of this measure, or what's going on with that?
Yes, it is. So what this injunction is going to do is it's going to strike down everything. It's going to give us time to maneuver. You know, FPC and SAF just signed on with another lawsuit, I believe, yesterday. We have another a big hitter that I haven't heard all the particulars yet, so I'm not going to comment on that. But there's another organization that's going to get involved. So there's going to be three lawsuits going on right now. The one that's up tomorrow is being spearheaded by the Oregon Firearms Federation. And so they've done a lot of good work on our behalf, and we're hoping that we're going to be victorious here because it's just a complete overreach, and it's going to do nothing to save lives. All it's going to do is make it harder for law-abiding citizens to be able to exercise their rights, and it does nothing to actually penalize criminals, but it makes all of us criminals.
How is that supposed to work? Because how much of a contraction have you guys had in Oregon as a state when it comes to law enforcement? I know in Portland, I mean, they're flying like a skeleton crew. How is law enforcement supposed to actually do this when they It's basically an unfunded mandate, isn't it, for them? They have to find a way to make this work, and there's not even a method in place.
Absolutely. So I've been part of this process since the very beginning, and so I was kind of watching behind the scenes when they're doing all the, you know, financial stuff. And, you know, obviously this is going to cost the state of Oregon an estimated $50 million the first year just to roll this program out. Then it's an estimated $42 million per year after that just to get this thing, you know, to be compliant with this new regulation. Obviously we're down. I mean, we're at a bare bones, you know, when it comes to law enforcement in the state of Oregon, because we've been so bad to our law enforcement over the past couple years. You know, and what's funny to me is this hearing tomorrow up in Portland is actually at the same courthouse that they spent 2 years protesting and burning outside of, you know, so it's kind of fitting. So, you know, law enforcement does not have capacity, do not have the manpower to do this. You know, they're thinking that's going to take an extra 300 officers just to perform background checks, just for law abiding citizens to get a permit, just to buy a gun. So we're going to have a background check to get a permit to buy a gun, and then we're going to go through another background check to take possession of that gun. So it's just, the whole thing stinks.
What is the, you know, right now, with all of these things they've got going on, what is, how bad is crime going up in Oregon?
Well, so, we'll reverse a little bit. We have, you know, Measure 110 went into effect, I think, 2 years ago. And basically what that did is that decriminalized methamphetamine and heroin. And so now we have a huge drug crisis. We have mental health crisis. We have rampant homelessness. Our violent crime is through the roof right now. And so, you know, this is actually a reason why we need our firearms, and it's for our own personal protection. And the fact that you're going to make all of us a criminal, yet, you know, you're not going to enforce the laws against those actual criminals that have these illegal guns, you know, that's telling us a lot. And it, from my point of view, it's almost looks like they're looking to disarm us, you know, just so they can further control us, like what they did through the lockdown with COVID.
Who was pushing this? How much out-of-state money did you guys have coming in on this? Because I know up there you've got a lot of billionaires that like to bankroll this. Did you guys ever get a look at that?
Absolutely. So this bill was actually pushed by the chief petitioners. This is about their third or fourth go-round trying to push this through. And so what had happened, they're a radical leftist church out of the Portland area. And so what they did is they got a lot of help from the Giffords PAC. Obviously Giffords PAC helped shape and craft this bill. And so they also got a lot of outside support. So, you know, our side, we raised about $130,000 throughout this process to help combat this. You know, they brought in $2.3 million. You know, they, you know, last 2 to 3 weeks, they brought in $750,000 out of Washington. You know, there's somebody out of California that donated another really big sum that helped kind of, you know, push this forward. And also they had the media. I mean, the media, you know, helped drive this. The thing that wasn't reported, though, is how unpopular this was with actual Democrats, you know. And so the Multnomah Democratic Party wouldn't even support this bill because it's so bad and it's so poorly written. And so it was, but, you know, they didn't do anything to try to stop it. You know, they just didn't support it. And so, you know, they used every tool in their toolbox to kind of push this thing forward, to get it on the ballot and to get it passed. And so now we're in trouble.
Yeah. But thankfully the Bruin decision has already been put out there, and that basically makes it sort of preordained that this is probably going to get smacked around. I sincerely hope so. I think Oregon probably has already too much unnecessary stuff, but we're going to explore this a little deeper when we get back, because there's some people out there that they just can't let this dead horse lie. I don't know. Derek is just here as being Derek LeBlanc, private citizen, so I don't even have a website to send you to. But hey, this is activism. I keep telling you guys, we got to do elections, but it's always about activism. We'll be right back talking to Derek LeBlanc out of Oregon about Measure 114. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. We're joined by a young fellow named Derek LeBlanc. He's out of Oregon. We're talking about Measure 114. And apparently, Derek, you have some very detail-oriented criminals because, according to your attorney general, you got to get Measure 114 implemented and happening because if that happens, then you guys won't have a massacre within your borders.
So now we have borders. This is all new. So I saw that today. I was like, is this a meme? that's our top law enforcement in the state of Oregon.
Yeah. Do they have to paint like her door a certain color for her to find it? That's is there something out there? Have you got a bunch of serial killers just revving up, waiting to, they're looking to, if this thing gets stalled, we're going to go into action.
Well, the problem is she misspelled fentanyl, and that's the real crisis in our state. And so, what she wants to do is she wants to direct people towards firearms because they're big and scary and they make loud noises and she's afraid of them. In fact, where, fentanyl and opioids kill, 1,200 people a year in Oregon, as opposed to we lost 563 people to firearms last year, and 70% of those were because of suicide. So, we don't have the gun problem that she's trying to make it out. This is all the smoke and mirrors that they've been trying to do for the past couple months to justify this overreach.
Well, I mean, if nothing else, she probably has she's probably quite dismayed at the fact. I bet you gun shops are empty, aren't they? I mean, they've probably been hit.
They have. So, I went into a gun store today actually to pick up some guns that I had to wait 11 days to go through a background check to pick up guns that I needed for an organization that I run. And it took 11 days to take possession. And the background check queue today was up to 32,000 in the queue. And so that is how many people are waiting for them to go through this background check just to take possession at the FFL, which is completely legal today. Obviously, if this thing goes into effect, they will actually have to have a permit just to take possession of that firearm through that FFL.
They apparently are afraid of a lot of things because they filed a 42-page document yesterday to stop the law. There's an emergency motion aimed at stopping the law from going into effect December the 8th, and they filed a 42-page document to counter that. And she's going up against three county sheriffs, two gun store owners, and the Oregon Firearms Federation.
Yep.
I would imagine now, what do you have, like nine counties? How many counties are in Oregon?
We actually have 36.
I don't know why I thought. Maybe I was thinking about sheriffs. Anyway, besides these three county sheriffs that are involved in this motion, how many of the sheriffs are going out there going, how are we supposed to do this? We don't even have a program in place.
So, currently there's about at least half of our 36 sheriffs that have come out in, disapproval of this measure. Where I'm looking for clarification from the Oregon State Sheriffs Association on what their official position is going to be, if they're going to push back on this and say, no, we do not have the funding. We do not have the manpower. This is going to take our resources off the streets. And it's going to make all of our citizens more vulnerable because the people that are there that are supposed to be helping, serving, and protecting are now going to be clerks and checking background checks just for people to buy guns at the FFL.
I wonder how many. Now, is there anything in the law that says that you guys can't go outside the state and buy a long gun outside of the state? Does it cover you? Did I see something in this that would cover that as well? Where you're forbidden doing it?
We're not supposed to. So from all the information that I've gotten from out-of-state gun stores is they are supposed to, like if I go into Washington, they are supposed to abide by Oregon's law and not sell me that firearm and transfer me that firearm. So I'm not sure how that's all going to work. I mean, I would probably have to go to Idaho to buy magazines if I was going to buy magazines. Even then, I would have to prove that I had them before this thing went into effect for them to be, lawfully in my possession. I don't know about you, but I haven't seen a single serial number on my magazine. So that's the problem I'm having here is how do I prove this generic magazine that came out of the plastic here is the one that is in this picture that said that I had it before December 8th?
Well, how do they even know?
Absolutely.
That's some of this stuff is just so stupid. It just irritates me to no end. Now,
and part of the problem here is this is when law enforcement is off duty, they are restricted to a 10-round magazine just like myself. And so they are expected and tasked with performing these background checks, yet they are going to be held to the same standard as a private citizen, which if I was law enforcement, that'd be kind of offensive to me.
So, law enforcement, you have to get the permit from law enforcement. Where do you get the permit from?
I would have to get it from law enforcement. It has to be a law enforcement approved instructor. There has to be a component of live fire training. There also has to be a psych evaluation. They're going to look at my social media. They're going to make sure that I don't, post edgy and mean memes. They're, it's just a mess. They don't even know.
So you have to have a law enforcement approved instructor for the training course as well.
Yes.
Okay. Prior to the election, was law enforcement getting out there going, all right, guys, we're going to have instructors for the training course just in case. I don't know if it'll actually happen. But let's get training on this. Or did anybody actually do anything about that? Because not only they don't have the mechanism in place to get the permit, I would imagine you got to wait for that LEO-approved instructor to get instructed to where he's certified to teach you, right?
Yeah, and you have to have curriculum to teach.
Right.
Like, this is all stuff that we don't even have. There was a Facebook post today from Eugene Police Department. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
And they said they're working as fast as they can to be compliant with this new law. It's like, well, it goes into effect in less than a week, and you guys don't have the process ready? Well, that tells me that I'm not going to be able to buy a gun because I live in this city of Eugene. After this thing goes into effect, this whole—I mean, zero gun sales in the state of Oregon. That's what's
going
to happen.
Hang on for me. We're going into the break, and this is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I mean, I've been belaboring the point about how they didn't have anything in place. I mean, most of the time, the last time I saw this happen in New York, they tried to do an ammunition background check, and they didn't have that in place. And they had to do away with it because they didn't have the mechanism in place. We'll be right back. Talking to Derek LeBlanc from Oregon, this is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A drop in people's alertness about COVID could lead to a new deadly variant forming. The World Health Organization's leader saying the world is close to the emergency phase of the pandemic being over, but it isn't there just yet. Countries have been easing restrictions for the virus as the peak of it fades. The last jobs report of 2022 is exceeding expectations.
The nation's economy added more jobs than expected in November. The Labor Department says 263,000 jobs were created last month. That's more than the 200,000 experts had predicted. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.7%. Job gains in leisure and hospitality helped lead the way last month, along with health care and government. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to a young fellow named Derek LeBlanc. He's out of what was formerly called Oregon. Now it is Orifornia. Do you agree with that, Derek?
There's some truth to that.
So one of the things that this is sort of important because this is gun control. I don't know how much of this is misleading or how much of this is just sheer stupidity. Before November the 8th, your state police averaged 849 background checks requests per day for new gun purchases. Since the election and since that measure passed, that has gone to 4,092. And they're saying that tens of thousands, this is in their 42-page filing thing, tens of thousands of more guns will be sold if this does not be implemented on the 8th of December, resulting in deaths. it's like one of those bad ShamWow commercial infomercial things.
But wait, there's more.
Yes, exactly. let's see. This thing, 50.7% of the voters voted for this. This is designed to reduce mass shootings, suicides, and homicides, which I presume that they are presuming that the criminals will get there and they'll be like, well, wait a minute, you mean I have to go through a safety course to get this gun? Well, I don't need to, I'm going to be doing like a murder-suicide thing. I don't need to know too much about safety for this. You mean I can't do it with this? I mean, that's it. Do they not get that?
Well, I think they're smart like a wolf. This is all by design. I mean, and one thing that we have to be kind of really, smart about is if they get the foothold here, it's going to go elsewhere in this country, right? So if they establish this here, we're just, you know, it used to be New Jersey, California, you know, Illinois were the ground zero for gun control.
Right.
Well, this is the new age of gun control. And so now we are now ground zero because now they're criminalizing our magazine capacity. Everywhere else in the country where they've restricted magazine capacity, they had them grandfathered in. This is the first time that it's actually a Class A misdemeanor. By definition in the state of Oregon, a Class A misdemeanor is up to 364 days in jail and a max penalty of $6,250 fine, you know, for that Class A misdemeanor, which that's what my magazine would be.
So are your magazines grandfathered in, or are they going to be?
Nope.
So this is a taking. A taking.
Well, so what they say I can do, like they're saying that I can have my magazine, which I carry a 17-round magazine everywhere I go,
sure,
lawfully, because I'm a law-abiding citizen. I'm a responsible, prepared adult. And so they're saying that I could have that magazine inside of my home, or I can take it to the range and I can train with it on the range.
Oh.
But if I'm going to transport my magazine from my home to the range, I have to do that in a locked container away from my firearm. So I have to treat my magazine with just like it's a firearm because it's so dangerous without that firearm.
The Attorney General's office on the 10-round magazines, they argued that large capacity magazines that hold more than 10 rounds are not arms protected by the Second Amendment. And the state's new permit requirement for a permit to purchase a gun will withstand constitutional scrutiny. I don't think they want to bet on that. I think the mag part of it is addressed in the Heller decision. Common use.
Common use, absolutely. And so that's going to be our ace in the hole right here is common use.
Oh, wow. This is certainly something. But now, the stampede to buy guns that they're worried about, I mean, in the run-up, everybody in Oregon's got to have a new gun. I mean, let's see. The number of people waiting for state police approval on background checks has doubled in the last 2 weeks from 10,000 to about 20,000. And this was as the vote was being cast.
Yeah. And I went in today at noon, and the background check system is now at 32,000 and climbing. So one thing that's not being mentioned in it is there's 32,000 law-abiding citizens in that queue that are not the ones that are going to be committing these crimes.
Right.
So, you know, banning my magazine capacity, making me jump through all of these hoops and all these 32,000 other people, that's not going to do a single thing to prevent, you know, a gun crime in the state of Oregon. It's going to turn all of us into criminals.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I had John Lott on the show, Dr. John Lott on the show yesterday. And Dr. Lott said that, you know, when you look at all of violent crime, 8% of that is done with guns. And when you look at armed citizens intervening, if there's guns allowed half the time in a rampage killing incident, they will intervene and stop it. In a gun-free zone, which kind of sounds like that's what they want to do with Oregon. But their whole supposition with the ramp, with the mass shooter, or the I call them rampage killers, that's not going to stop any of that. I mean, and do we know anything? Is this a new attorney general? When did she get elected?
I believe she was appointed by Governor Brown.
Oh.
And I haven't followed her too closely, but if you know Governor Brown, you kind of know what I'm dealing with here.
They're confident that restrictions will withstand the new standards set by the Supreme Court case. Large capacity magazines are analogous to dangerous weapons that have historically been restricted without infringing on the core right of self-defense. This is according to somebody named Marshall. I guess that must be one of the deputies. He noted that 12 other states in the District of Columbia have enacted similar laws restricting large capacity magazines. And they say there's no historical precedent to compare to today's gun violence epidemic. Like you can catch it in the air like a cold.
Is there a vaccine for that?
I don't know. Apparently they think so. Yeah, this is Oh, wow. Okay, there's Ryan Bussey. Is he one of the ones that was advising these guys?
Yeah, so he filed something yesterday, which I thought was pretty laughable because it talks in circles and talks about, you know, his experience and what he's done and yada, yada, yada. He's the newest shiny object on the other side.
Sure.
So, you know, I don't see it as very credible. I mean, obviously they've glommed onto it. They've probably, you know, he billed the state of Oregon $150 an hour for his time, you know, so what a disgrace that is.
Ryan Bussey, for those that don't know, is a former executive with Kimber, and now he's with the Giffords Foundation, which I've seen a couple of gun people that seem to be angling to get into the gun control industry a little bit. That's a new interesting thing that has come up. So
really,
yeah. One of my favorites that is trying to angle for that kind of stuff is a guy named Rob Pincus.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of that name?
Oh yeah, I know Rob.
Okay. Well, Rob was at the 97% conference, and he was one of the ones that was he was one of the gun trainers that were there in for the anti-gun conference, and he likes to hang out with the what was that guy's name? Dan somebody from the Brady campaign, the former president of the Brady campaign. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah.
Talking to Derek LeBlanc from Orifornia, or Oregon, formerly Oregon, formerly the great state of Oregon. Measure 114 is coming up to a head, although the pushback has begun. We'll finish up when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Derek LeBlanc. We're talking about Measure 114 in Oregon. He is right there on the right in the middle of all of this. Now, the way this measure is supposed to work as far as for applying for a permit, you actually have to take a class with live fire training before you can apply for a permit to purchase a gun. How do you take that if you don't own a gun?
Well, that's, you know, that's the million-dollar question. And so, well, currently in Oregon, I can't loan a gun to somebody. It's illegal for me to do so. I don't know if you didn't buy a firearm already, I don't know how you're going to be able to buy a firearm legally unless, you know, this whole thing is going to go into effect before even our legislature's back in session for them to actually form the rules. You know, so there's this mad rush to kind of implement and get this thing, you know, in the law without actual rules in place.
I mean, do all of these police departments and sheriff's departments and, or is this a state police? Is this a state police function for this to be? Can it only be the state police?
Well, ultimately, the state police are the ones that are going to do the final background check with the fixed system, which is, you know, part of the NICS system, when you buy a gun at an FFL. But, you know, part of the problem is the legislature was supposed to work with the Oregon State Police to actually, you know, some of these statutes that are citing in this action, the measure, they don't exist. Some of them are contradictory. So there's, you know, there has to be some massaging of the language, which, you know, that's why I don't understand why there's such a big hurry to put this thing into effect, you know, without this thing being 100%, you know, ready to go. And so, you know, the skeptic in me is telling me that's what they're trying to do just to prevent people from buying firearms.
So this is supposed to cost local police $51.2 million first year, $47.5 million in the subsequent years. The revenue is $19.5 million. So this is almost like defunding the police. there's nothing in place for the state government to pay for this. Now, does the Constitution of Oregon have anything about the right to keep and bear arms built into it?
Absolutely. Article 1, Section 27, we have an Oregon state constitution that says that I have a duty to protect myself and the state with my arms. And so we do have, you know, a lot of our elected officials, it was surprising when I was contacting them when this thing was going through, is how many of our elected officials didn't know about that section. And I cited it and I sent them emails with it, and it's there. It's supported at an Oregon state constitutional level as well as our federal level as well. But they want to modify, change it. You know, the Constitution is not something that they want to adhere to. It's something that they kind of hold in contempt, unfortunately.
Do you have any idea, according to this, let's see, police in urban areas are already not responding to most violent crimes. Police in rural areas are spread thin and rarely have the facility for the required class. And I would imagine that there's probably no facility available to them if they don't already have it. So I guess I'll just go out there and get a backhoe or something and make a dirt berm out in the back of the parking lot of the police barracks. And all right, everybody shoot that mud over there. Outstanding. Nobody shot themselves, right? You have passed the qualification. This is... did anybody bring this up in the debate? Or was there a debate?
Yes, there were some debates. There was a couple debates leading up to this. Obviously, the typical leftist talking points, you know, talking about hope and fear and emotion as opposed to our side that was talking about the facts. In this situation, the facts don't matter, though. This thing was so unpopular that, you know, halfway through, they changed it to save the kids, save our schools type initiative. So that's when that outside funding came in, and that's how they kind of morphed what it was. And now they start talking about how this is going to save kids and how this is going to prevent suicides. And it's all a distraction from what it is. And it's gun control. They're building a database where every gun sale in the state of Oregon is going to be tracked. If you're approved or denied, you're going to be in that database. Which it's going to be very dangerous for, you know, people that are have active stalkers and domestic violence survivors, because now there's going to be a searchable public database on your address, whether you have a firearm or not, and what type of firearm it is. You know, so it's definitely another thing that's really, you know, unconstitutional, because it, you know, 1986, part of the NFA Act there, there's supposed to be a requirement of no actual database of our firearms.
Right.
And so I'm not sure how that's going to hold up.
I know that there's a movement afoot in Oregon to join Idaho. I can only imagine there's going to be some more legs come to that one. Here's a quote from Sheriff Tom Svensson, Yamhill County Sheriff's Office. We do not currently offer up the training for CHLs, and we will not be doing it for this either. Sheriff Brad Lowry, Sherman County Sheriff's Office. Not only does my sheriff's office lack the funding, staff, and facilities to meet the permit process and training requirements that IP-17 outlines, I also fear the burdens IP-17 will place on the citizens I serve. It would harm the poor, the rural, and those who quickly need a firearm for self-defense the most. And one thing that is also mentioned in here is while the permit price is capped, nobody has put a price at all on the required training. Is that supposed to be free?
No, it's going to be up to whoever's approved to provide the training.
Right.
And go ahead.
Well, it's... that you're going to be taught state and federal law, transfers and storage, and the impact of suicide on the country as a whole. This is the thing about suicide. One of my first producer committed suicide, and that sort of bugged me. So I got a hold of a psychologist who I'd had on the show before, and I asked her about suicide. And she said, what you have to understand about suicide, because he tried to kill himself one time by driving his car into a tree, right?
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work. So then he shot himself. And she said, here's the thing about this. When somebody decides this is what they're going to do, this is the first moment in a very long time for them where they have a moment of peace, because now they have figured out a resolution. Mm-hmm. So, they may use a gun because it makes it easier and it actually works. right? But in Korea and in Japan and everything else, they hang themselves with shoelaces.
Absolutely.
You know, it's and they're suicidal. Their suicide rate is higher, and suicide with guns is actually down. It was high. Nearly 60% of suicides were with guns. Now it's 47.5%. So I mean, that's going down. So anyway, I tell you what.
Well, and I don't want to make any light of suicide. You know, I work, you know, very hard on suicide prevention here in the state of Oregon. You know, it's just the way they wrote that is, you know, that's what I found kind of
pandering.
Kind of funny because it makes no sense.
Listen, I wish you the best of luck. I hope that Mr. Gottlieb and the FPC and everybody else gets out there, and I hope they bring the heat and take care of you guys, because you certainly do. You certainly deserve your rights. I mean, as an American citizen, you deserve your rights. And I certainly appreciate you taking the time out of your day to come and tell me about this. I appreciate the clarity.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Everybody pay attention to Oregon, because this is something. This is the wish list. Coming up next, I'm going to be joined by writer Dean Weingarten from Ammoland.com. And we'll probably talk about suicide as far as with guns, because that's one of the things he has written about recently. So we'll add to this nonsense that Oregon has done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.